Gretchen Whitmer, Attempts to Limit Power: Irresponsible, Dangerous, and Foolish. By Kyle Olson on June 18, 2020. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer lashed out at the legislature and citizens circulating petitions on Wednesday, claiming that attempts to limit her power are irresponsible, dangerous, and foolish. "I want to be very clear," she said Wednesday, "any attempt to strip away the powers of the governor during this time is irresponsible, dangerous, and foolish." Catherine Henry, an attorney from Hudsonville, authored the Restore Freedom Initiative, which would amend the state constitution to clarify the separation of powers, foundations and functions of government, guarantee the constitutional limitations of government during emergencies, ensure that interpretation of state law will comply with the Constitution, prohibit any branch of the government from using powers belonging to another branch, removal of non-elected commissions. According to the Mining Gazette, the amendment also seeks to enhance government accessibility, transparency and accountability, as well as return bill drafting to the legislators. It would also prohibit requirements upon employees or customers who are likely to impair health or safety, and modify the requirements to serve as judge or on examining/licensing boards, and the jurisdiction of the various state courts. The organizers' goal is to enshrine in the Michigan Constitution that government officials would no longer have the power to take away our rights to worship, assemble, speak freely, petition our government for a redress of grievances, or others related to our life, liberty or property, in times of emergency or not, without proving beyond a reasonable doubt that depriving us of that right is necessary because we are imminently harming the life, liberty or property of another person. Henry contended to Fox 17 that Whitmer has acted unlawfully and that people absolutely should not be complying with her orders. "They're never going to give us our rights back, and if we won't fight for them, who will?" Michonne Maddock, co-chair of the Michigan Conservative Coalition, told Breitbart News. "Whitmer killed hundreds of grandparents who couldn't fight back. We won't go as quietly," she added, referring to the revelation that 34% of Michigan coronavirus deaths were in nursing homes after Whitmer mandated patients recover in those facilities. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.